Good evening, Chuckers. Welcome to the third part of my mini-series, Exploration, Tips and Tricks with Commander Chicks, in conjunction with Going for Gold Part 2. Tonight, I'm going to talk about exploration bonuses, why they matter, and how to get them with little or no extra effort. Before I do that, after last week's show, I was asked a question by our listener. It's a good question, too. Our listener asks, is it worth bothering to scan planets around other stars in the system, other than the primary star where you jumped in? Well, planets around secondary stars often pose something of a dilemma. Is the bother of supercruising 600,000 light seconds for a single water world, or that terraformable HMC, really worth the bother? Or should you just jump to the next system for easier and quicker pickings? Well, as you know it would, it depends, and on several factors. First amongst which is, you're a trucker. Does 600,000 light seconds really bother you? If it does, go and give yourself a hard stare in the mirror.
A few moments later.
Feel better now? Good. Now get out there and stop messing about. How many bodies are there and what type are they? Just one? Maybe. How far is it? Two? Oh well, perhaps I might. Three water worlds? Firewall that throttle. Other commanders will not often have bothered to make the trip out to a secondary star, so it's more likely that the planets orbiting it will not be mapped, leaving you to mop up their leftovers. Other paramount considerations could be, are you hungry? Do you need a pee? Yet another beer? A cup of tea? Or do you have a creeping urge to, well, I don't know, explode a vegetable into your face just for the hell of it? All of these mundane human distractions can be comfortably accommodated in the time it takes to supercruise to a distant star. During a hot and run, I can prepare, cook and eat dinner and even wash the dishes before the supercruise really starts to wind down. I hope that has been in some way helpful to our listener and look forward to more questions and fewer complaints. Anyway, let's get back to this week's show. In part one of the series, I talked about getting off the beaten path to find previously undiscovered systems. Why do we want to find undiscovered systems, you asked? Is it because we're all so vain and we like to see our commander name splattered across the galaxy like so many Kilroy Waziers? Well, yes, all right, busted. You got me on that one. But it's also because the first discoveries come with some nice sweetener bonuses, and you should try to bag these whenever you can to increase your payout with little or no extra effort. There are lots of them, and they add up. Firstly, there's the first discovery bonus for being the first to honk a body. It's 2.6 times the base value. And this, my eager comrades, is where you get to splatter your commander name on things. Next, whilst in the full spectrum scanner, there's a small scan bonus for scanning each and every body in the system. Being the first to map a planet and receive an additional 50% of that planet's mapping value, this is again where being first really starts to rack up the extra credits and add another commander tag. All these bonuses and multipliers can be a little confusing to follow, so let's look at a typical example. You receive 270,000 credits for scanning a water world, but you'll get 700,000 if you were the first to discover it. That same water world will bag you a whopping 3.2 million credits if you were both first to discover and first to map it, but only went 1 million if you were the Johnny-come-lately and someone else got there first. Still, it's a sum worth having, but it illustrates how much more you can make with little or no extra effort by simply staying off the beaten track and finding and mapping things first. Being the first to map all bodies in the system also receives a small bonus. This one is tricky, and I generally only do it where I've already mapped most of the other planets, and because of course they are terraformable, and there's only one left. Lastly, in the detailed surface scanner, the surface mapping efficiency bonus gives you a 25% uplift of the mapping value if you use the target number of probes or fewer. 99% of the terraformal bodies you will map will show a 6 or 7 probe target, and you should be able to do these in 4 or 5 probes most of the time. Lastly, there's one more exploration bonus, which is the mother of them all. I'm talking about the plus 200% bonus on exploration data from Li Yongri when it's cashed in at LYR Systems. That's triple your money for the mathematically challenged. There's a bit more to it than just turning up, though, and I've written a handy guide available all good Hutton Facebook page file sections near you. Commanders need to attain rank 5 in power play with LYR which is why it'll take a day or two to get. It's fairly tedious and will cost you the thick end of 100 million credits. That's if you choose the relatively safer cargo hauling option. However, once you've done it, you'll triple the value of everything you turn in. It's worth considering if you have more than a few 100 million credits worth of data. Sadly, I've run out of time to mention the million ways you can die in space, and Palantir gives me a right bollocking if I run over. So join me, Commander Chicks, next week for more exploration tips, where I'll focus on the best and most stylish ways to get your ship blown up and lose all your data with panache.